Hey everybody, it's TJ
and Celine,
and we're back for another episode of TJ and Celine Nerd Out to Nerdy Things. Yes, we are.
We are.
So recently, I have been rewatching the show That 70s Show. Mm-hmm. Great show. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites, actually. And there's a very wise prophetic. Is that a word, prophetic?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with it.
No, you're prophetic.
You're prophetic.
You are.
There's a wise prophetic phrase that the character Fez utters. And it really got me thinking. Mm-hmm. How much masturbation is too much masturbation?
Ooh.
So it got me thinking. How much masturbation is too much masturbation?
Like, is it disrupting?
Is there a limit?
I know. Is it disrupting daily life? And if it is that an issue? Like, I don't know. The questions are there to be asked.
I don't know. So we're going to talk about that today.
We're also going to give tips and tricks on what to do in bed when you are masturbating.
Yes.
You 14-year-old listening right now, do not use a sock. And if you do, immediately send it to the washing machine.
Yes.
Don't leave it under your bed like a fucking weirdo.
No, because like Mason said, you'll get to do origami with it eventually.
That's disgusting.
I'm just kidding. We're not talking about masturbation. But I thought that was a funny one.
That was a good one.
Tips
and tricks. We're
going to give personal experiences.
What do you like to use in bed?
Tips to achieve climax.
Bring yourself to completion.
Yes. To arrive.
To arrive. At the destination meant for the Lord.
Oh, God. So she said.
She did.
I do pray. Religiously.
I can't do the thing guys do on, like, videos on Facebook and stuff. The, yeah. Mason can do it very well, actually.
So no, we're not talking about that. What are we talking about?
We're talking about She-Hulk.
This is so funny. It goes from like X-rated to very G-rated.
Yes. We're talking about She-Hulk. Episode
4. Heck yeah. So, I don't know about you, but I think the show gets better and better.
It's like wine. It just ages so well. That's dumb. It's not aging. I'm so sorry.
We all are aging.
Retract. It is aging. It's settling as it goes. The first episode was great, and I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And every episode after, I'm like, wow. And every episode makes me laugh harder than the previous.
And not just because it's Marvel.
I would watch this as a first-time watcher.
Because my sister always says, you just like it because it's Marvel. That's not necessarily true.
We don't, though. There's,
no.
We didn't like Moon Knight.
We didn't. No, we didn't love it. We didn't really love Eternals.
We didn't really love Doctor Strange either.
No, we did love Thor, and a lot of people disliked that one,
everyone
and they're all wrong.
Thor.
Such bad reviews, and I don't get it. I thought it was so good.
Like the comic book guy said, I don't know if I'll see it. The reviews are so bad, and I was like,
that guy was a dick. That was at the GameStop store.
That's right.
And he's like, you guys need help with anything?
He was kind of like one of those like the guys I come across a lot in comic book stores and stuff. Where they're like, oh, young woman, like, do you need help?
Yes. Oh, she's lost. Poor,
she's
bless.
Lost. Does she know what she's looking for?
Mm-hmm. I'm she's like, just a woman. She can't possibly know.
Give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
TJ and I went to 2 places with multiple virgins. One was the comic book store and one was GameStop. Everyone in the comic book store was virginal or, like, close to it. Like, had sex once and came in 1 minute.
They had never seen a girl before. I'm fully convinced.
Oh, my God. We walked in and everyone was like, oh, female? Even the 14-year-old boy there was like, you exist.
Uh-huh.
I was like, yeah, we're gonna.
We left and Celine goes, literally every guy in that place was staring. I said, go ahead.
I don't think I'm ugly ever, but it's not like I was dressed up for this. I typically dress down for this.
Right.
So.
I told her that she was like a Penny in the Big Bang Theory. when she went to the comic book store and all the guys were like, all the guys were like, oh my God, a female.
I'm doing a B-reel.
I can tell. It's okay.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah, it was super funny.
I know, literally. It was just like we walked in, everyone at the front turned around, there were these three douchebags who were like, bro, like, I don't know if you've ever read this, whatever. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was fun, though.
It was fun. I forgot what it was. Oh, because, yeah, we're not just saying we like She-Hulk because it's Marvel. There's been plenty of Marvel stuff that we haven't necessarily loved. Do we like most of what Marvel puts out? Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It sounded very, like...
Wongers. Yeah.
Which brings us to our episode. You guys. Usually it's episode 5 that's, like, chef's kiss.
Yeah.
Episode 4 is... so far, the best episode of the whole series.
And it's all because of my girl. My baby girl.
Yep. Madison with a Y and two N's, but not where you think. Oh my gosh. This is, I think, one of the funniest characters probably since Korg. Just...
She's so likable. I don't even know, like, first I was scared, and then it was fun. And then I was scared again, and then I was fun scared.
Literally, that's exactly what she sounds like, too. The moment she opened her mouth and started talking, I was like, I'm going to love her.
Like, what is this golden child?
This golden vixen.
Oh.
Seriously, the best part of the whole episode.
She was... so funny.
It, you know, and I don't want to, like, play her up too much and then people watch it and be like, she wasn't that funny. Because you know how that happens.
I hate when people do that.
You know?
I hate when people say that. I'm like,
oh. Right. You know what I mean? But, oh my God, she made the episode for me.
I made a pact with a demon that I cannot discuss. Otherwise, he said he would reap my soul and the souls of all I love, which honestly is so dramatic, and I hate drama.
She literally made a deal with the devil.
Wong goes, no, I've had vodka with yak milk, never again. Do you have any of that here?
Vodka and yak milk. Do you know how much that would probably curdle because of the vodka?
So
gross.
Ugh. Oh my God.
She. So, okay. Without, like, going into each detail in the episode is about how. They introduced the character Donnie plays.
Yes.
Who. I'm assuming is somehow related to Johnny Blaze.
He has to be.
They're both in show business.
Yes.
And deal with the mystic arts.
Go ahead. Oh my gosh. I hate to do this again. I'm so sorry. I apologize to all our listeners because I'm about to do something I've done almost every show and tie it back to somebody that has not been at all added to this series or this universe. But, like, was Natas and Toria Mephisto?
Maybe. That would be funny because this show kind of makes fun of,
like,
everything that Marvel's been made fun of for. That would make sense, though. It really would.
That would be amazing if that's how they tied Mephisto into this universe.
That'd be hilarious.
I would watch a show
because of Madison.
Madison and Wong.
Oh my God. So
I need to see her interact with every character in the MCU.
Every single one. That actually makes a lot of sense, though.
Madison is a 2N, 1Y, but not where you think. Madison, I'm reading tweets. Madison Wongers better be back in Doctor Strange 3 and have karaoke with Shang-Chi and Katie.
Oh my god. She, yeah, Madison is living her best
same
life.
Same vibes.
Oh my god. What was her name?
From Zombieland 2. Yes. Well, Zoe Deutsch's character.
But is her name Carly?
Madison.
Was
They're
it
Madison?
Was it?
Yes.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Wait, I'll be done with Madison after
that. No, that's okay.
Age of Madison, World War Madison, Secret Madison, Infinity Wongers, House, House of Two N's and a Y, but not where you think.
Infinity Wongers, that sounds like a porn title.
World War Madison. These sweets are amazing. It's my favorite side character MC has ever done, I think.
Seriously, just... freaking hilarious.
So
the reason why she's on,
yes,
is because Wong is being sued, or was he suing someone? I can't remember.
He wanted to
I can't remember who was suing who. Anyways, so someone's suing someone. Either yeah. Donnie is suing Wong or Wong is suing Donnie.
Wong's suing Donnie because he needs to stop using his, like, mystical arts.
Yes, because he was
yes
at the Kamertage for training, but got kicked out. So he got to keep his sling, his magic ring, but he's been using it to perform magic tricks.
Yes.
Right, so Wong is suing Donnie. Go ahead.
Wongers! Did you get a ticket for texting? Just say you were texting 911, they can't process it.
It's actually not true.
I was hoping you'd finish that off. Wongers, have you ever had a tequila sunrise?
I think so.
Long Island iced tea? Yep. Blue Caracal?
No, what's blue caracal?
I don't know. It's blue.
It has alcohol.
I love her so much. I can't. Wongers!
Wongers! Oh my gosh. When she says that, I die a little and also live a little inside.
It's too much but not enough at the same time.
Yes.
It's too much but not enough. I don't know. She's so freaking funny, dude.
She... is the my internet, spirit animal.
The internet loves her too, which is, I think, the best part. Is that yes. Like, Madison is my new superhero.
Well, it was kind of nice. So, the reason why Madison is on is because she's called as a witness.
Yes. Because she was used as a
prop. Where she made a deal with the devil.
Yeah. I was scared. And then it was fun. And then I was scared again. And then I was fun scared.
So this chick is like...
she's like stupid smart, though.
Like stupid smart. Probably always on the verge of a blackout. But like... very valley girl. But like kind of smart, too. Just doesn't realize she's smart.
No.
Doesn't realize she's saying something smart until she says it. Maybe doesn't say it in the smartest way possible. But she does say it.
I can't deal with her.
So, yeah, we get to meet... you know, honestly, the episode itself doesn't really matter because...
no, it's literally Madison.
Because Madison steals the show.
No, I don't even... I honestly couldn't really tell you beyond that.
No.
Except for Jennifer basically fucks herself over because she's being sued, too.
Yes. But Madison steals the show.
I don't even know what happened there because Madison stole my life.
So it was kind of nice because I remember... Selena and myself watched the episodes almost a week after they come out because it's just when we get together. Because
yeah.
They switched the day to Thursday, which is stupid. So it was kind of nice on like all the Marvel groups that I'm in and,
yes,
you know, on Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, all them. And it was kind of a nice reprieve from all the hate the show gets.
Because everyone was obsessed with Madison.
Because everyone was obsessed with Madison. And you kept seeing all these funnies. I didn't understand them.
No.
But I just kept seeing Madison with two N's and a Y, but not where you think. I was like, what does that mean? And then I saw her name. I was like, Madisynn. Madison. And then it made sense.
Ew.
Ew, David.
Ew. She literally says that. What happened to all the goblins? Are you the goblin king? I'm sorry. I was going to give a spoiler for Sopranos by saying one of her lines.
Well, they already said it.
That's true. They did. Is this the one where they kill Sheila?
Adriana.
Adriana? I didn't want to watch after that.
Madison, no more spoilers.
Okay, let's just watch.
Right. But did you see the one where they killed Christopher?
Like, it's coming up.
Stop talking. Okay. You know what I love about their relationship?
Yeah.
Is they have very good chemistry.
They really do.
Without having chemistry.
At all. I don't know what.
Like, he is the most... He's the most asexual man I think I have ever met in the MCU. And he's like not even fazed by her.
No.
And it's just...
And she's like not really fazed by anybody.
No.
Because she's always blacked out.
Yeah. Yes. Do we have any more Madison quotes?
It's very hard. Because like the show is so new, it's very hard to get like a transcript of the show. That sounds bad. But you know, show you can get like a list of all the quotes. It's very hard to
get. You found quite a few.
I did. I'm trying to find the one of the first, or her like basically her monologue of being scared of the Ming. Because I don't know by heart. I kind of just am like saying it. No. Can't. Oh, wait. She-Hulk attorney at law quotes.
Well.
No. Okay. We're good.
Okay. I was like, while you're looking.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, while you're looking.
Wait. This is the one where Tony sacrifices himself to snap Thanos away. It was so sad. I cried for 3 days.
You sound just like her.
The way she like will say like, it was so sad. I cried for 3 days. But like totally flat. So you're just like, did you? And she's like, it was the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Wongers!
Wongers! Do you have any yak milk?
Cool.
Ew.
Just sounds gross.
She was a treat. I wish I could find all of her quotes. Unfortunately, Google is not up to par yet.
It's okay. Wait. Oh.
So Wong. Okay,
we have a new development.
Last one.
Something magical is about to happen.
She's a short version. Wong says, did a cut-rate magician send you to that realm? Not exactly. He sent me to a different dimension. And a talking goat helped me escape a pit in exchange for 6 drops of my blood.
A demon? The devil? Is there more?
Wait. Is this the one where they kill Adriana? It was so sad.
She has no, like, what, inflection? Is that the word to her voice?
Yeah, just... Otherwise, he said he would reap my soul and the souls of all I love, which is honestly so dramatic, and I hate drama. Like, I wish I could talk like that with a straight face, because she just does it so well. I love her. Do you have any yak milk? Who's, like, why do you want to try that, Madison?
Gross.
That's all I got. I love her.
So funny. I mean, the best episode of the series so far. I think you and I were laughing.
Pretty much the whole show.
Pretty much the whole... Yeah, this whole... thought I saw a fly. Pretty much this whole episode because of her.
Honestly, I don't even have a lot to say about anything else because this episode was only about Madison for me. I was waiting for her to come on the screen again.
Yeah.
I think you said it. You were like, I hope she comes back on screen, because she came on once.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, oh, maybe this is it.
She comes back. Yeah, she comes back a couple times. Last time she comes back is funny, because she's like partying.
Yeah, and she's like...
Right, and Wong makes a portal, and she like stumbles back.
She's like, Wongers!
Yeah. She's got a drink in her hand.
It's like, oh my god.
Like, it's a party. And doesn't she object?
I object.
Yeah. And she's like, ma'am, you're not representing yourself.
And she literally goes, oh.
Yeah. Not like a fruit fly or something.
Oh, it's probably a fruit fly.
I didn't get it. Driving me nuts. Keeps.
I was going to say, is it buzzing around you?
Yeah.
Because you're so sweet.
I'm rotting, that's why.
Oh, there are two kinds of people.
I'm rotting and, you know, rotting inside. Yep.
Hey, look. Say.
Almost something really gross, but it's okay.
Say it.
I said my sweet juices are flowing.
Honestly, and the Lord said amen.
Blessed be the fruit.
Literally.
The fruit.
Oh my God. Teachers.
Ooh, no.
Teachers. Timmers.
Ooh. Hokumers. Ooh, that's not good.
Homers.
Yes.
None of it's right.
No.
Mine would be Seleners. Seleners.
That one's not bad.
What would Mason be?
Masoners?
No, she'd probably call him Maymay. Maymay!
Yes, she would.
Because I call him Maymay.
Yeah.
And I feel like her and I are spirit animals. I feel like all of these Valley girls with souls I relate to for some reason. I don't know why. Like Alexis Rose, Madison with two N's. And one Y, but not where you think. And the Madison from Zombieland. I'm like, why do I like just feel so connected, you guys?
That's because they're funny. And you're funny.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Speaking of Alexis Rose, not at all She-Hulk related. I was watching a clip from Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
And I don't remember this part at all, but it was the part where the dad wanted Alexis to go get some milk from the store, and she went and got $300 worth of raw milk in like the canisters. And he's like, Madison, Alexis, what am I supposed to do with $300 of raw milk? She goes, I don't know, like sell it. He goes, why would you spend $300 on milk? She goes, it was around $300. And she looks at the bill. Okay, so it was $394.75, so like more around $400.
I just like...
Stop yelling at me!
Stop yelling at me! I didn't do anything! It was around $300.
I don't remember that part at all.
So funny, because... So like, in the moment it's funny, but then after the fact you think about... She had to go out of her way to find somebody with cows that had like metal or like glass cans and be like, hey,
it's no, they weren't glass
or like whatever.
They were like the canisters, the tin, like, yes, the...
like literally fresh raw cow milk.
Yes.
She had to go to a farm, talk to a farmer, be like, how much is this? And he had to be like, it's probably like $400 for this much. And she had to be like, that sounds good. That's like a good price, maybe. And then literally buy it and bring it back home. And when her dad's like, what are those?
She's what
like,
are those?
She's like, it's milk, like you asked for.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Like just the fact that the thought process of how I that know. Happened, I'm like, you didn't just go to Target and buy, or like whatever.
Your local convenience store?
And buy a bottle of milk, like a literal jug, half gallon. I'm sure Johnny Rose doesn't need $394. That was the funniest part of that episode. I love when she like does outlandish things like that and explains it. And you're like, still doesn't make sense, Alexis. I don't know what you're doing.
It doesn't, but also at the same time, it kind of does.
Yeah, like it's fresh milk. Be right. Thankful.
Like I did exactly what you asked.
You literally said to get milk. You never specified. That's verbatim what you said. I just like, love you he's never like, specified.
What the hell am I supposed to do with $394 worth of milk?
I don't know. Sell it?
Who the hell's going to buy raw milk?
I did.
Anyway, so not at all She-Hulk related, but
the moment that we needed.
Yes. Trying to remember how this episode ends. Do you remember?
So, like during this episode, while Wongers is trying to, I'm sorry, I'm going to refer to him that, as you heard previously, I'm going to refer to him that as Wongers from now on because it feels right for me. Yep. If it doesn't feel right for you, then you can leave.
Yep.
Okay. So while Wong is suing Donnie Blaze. At the same time, Jen is suing Titania because Titania, the influencer superhero person, has taken on the name She-Hulk. Right? Is that this episode?
I think that's next episode.
Is that next episode? So she's not getting sued this episode.
No.
Maybe that is the bulk of this episode.
Yeah.
I think that really is it.
Because the episode ends with Madison and Wong talking. That's like the cutscene.
Yeah, that's literally it. You're right. We don't actually... This was a great episode then. To have done only that much.
Because the episode itself was basically the...
Sorry, I didn't mean to spoil the beginnings of whatever.
Not really that big of a spoiler. Because this episode was basically the... not trial, but the... What would you call it?
Yeah.
Court session?
Yeah, with Wong and Donnie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Donnie practicing mystical arts. And then, there was a scene with goblins. And She-Hulk helped Wong defeat the goblins while she was in the middle of, like,
yes, a date. I think that's how it ends. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. While she was I don't know.
Honestly, all it was for me was Madison.
I'm going to be honest. I don't really remember what the storyline was.
No.
I just remember Madison was called to the stand and...
I blacked out, just like her.
Yep. It was, yeah.
Game over. She's it for me.
I really hope she comes back.
I said this about Trevor, but I really feel Trevor as the actor. But I really feel this way about Madison. If she's the new Stan and, like, does random cameos in MCU movies, wouldn't be mad.
She's, like, that person that unintentionally helps. You know what I mean?
Like further plot somehow.
Like, kind of like Argyle from Stranger Things. You don't really think he helps, but he helps in the most weirdest way possible.
And, like, is actually kind of smart.
Right.
Even though they seem dumb.
But they don't realize it.
No. Like, oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And like, Madison's like, oh, my God.
Like in Stranger Things when Argyle fell, he's like, dude, there's like a set of footprints here leading to this door.
Yeah, like it's leading to nowhere, but like what is this?
Right. And no one else caught that. He did.
And also the pizza place where he was like, there's salt at the pizza place.
Yeah.
And you're like, who would have thought of that?
Right. And he's just like, yeah.
Yeah. And Madison's like, it was fun. And then it wasn't. No, but she does, when she gives her testimony, she actually does, like, give enough information for, like, Wong to get Johnny stopped. Not at first, Donnie. But then later. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Madison's great. She's it for me. She's the episode's queen.
You know, even if you don't like the show.
You should watch this episode.
Just watch this episode for Madison because.
Honestly, Madison till I die.
She is the real MVP.
She is. I love her so much.
I don't really know if I have much else to talk about.
No, I don't. I really don't.
This whole episode was dedicated to Madison.
Madison with a Y and two N's, but not where you think.
Wasn't an N or two N's and a Y?
What did I say? Two Y's and an N?
A Y and two N's, I think you said. Doesn't matter.
Put me in, coach.
I think that's how we originally said it. Anyways, anything else you want to talk about?
I got nada.
Theme. All right. Hope that's all we got. Then, TJ and Celine. Out.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
No one in there for
there. Yeah. Gave to. You know, we would rock that song back in the day. People would be like, oh my God, they sound just like them.
If we had a little bit of auto-tune, we'd sound just like Justin Timberlake.
I am Justin Timberlake.
Don't tell people.
Damn it.
God,
cover's blown.
DJ.
All right. Bye, guys.